producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Oh, did you see that the family that drove 13,000 miles to see the Pope? And I'm trying to figure out, how far away is Alaska? But it turns out they came from Argentina. Is that funny that I would think north rather than south? But they, four kids, and the Pope had been following them apparently on Facebook, their blogs. Or I don't know if he had, but he said he had, so he met with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of people, Philadelphia was always going to be the major thing for the one family thing. That New York and Washington, I think, were add-ons. There you go. So that's pretty impressive. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so I thought what we'd ask, and we were going to actually do this on Friday, and we get so many phone calls that, as you folks know, your phone calls are always our preference. You know, that's our priority. To see what if you could meet with the Pope, what would you ask him or tell him, Manny? Do you have any idea?
Nothing really comes to mind for me specifically that I would ask him. I think, you know, there's so many different questions about everything in the world that you can potentially ask him. You know, nothing specific really.
Yeah, it is. I'd probably, if I had to choose one thing, what would I probably do? I would probably do the celibacy issue, because I think once you check out the celibacy, then the things about pedophilia and women in the church and birth control all become sort of subsumed under that.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So let's see what other people said, because a lot of people had responses on this. Let's see what they say.
Frankie says, I'd ask him if he's considering Sarah Silverman's proposal on ending world hunger.
What is Sarah Silverman's proposal on ending world hunger? Knowing Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not fully aware of that.
Right, I'll Google while you continue.
Alan says, why do we have all these religions in the world? Why does each one think they're the only way to eternal life?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I suppose you could say that's kind of human behavior. You could say, why would one parent think that they know better than the other parent how to raise a child, right? Why would one, because if you think about it, that's the metaphor, isn't it? That, and I know people who are very sincere about the fact that they, you know, that they want you to believe what they believe. Not because they're egotistical as much as because they really want to save you, and they think they have the answer. So it's a good question. I think it has more to do with human psyche than it does with religious anything.
Dale says, I would ask him why it is okay for Christians to cherry pick quotes from the Bible, specifically the Old Testament, to justify hatred and intolerance to gay people. The same book and chapters also state that women can be slaves, not to wear clothing of mixed fabrics, and not to eat shellfish. Why are those things okay to do in this day and age, but it's still not right for a man to lay with another man? It makes zero sense logically. If you're going to live by the word of the Bible literally, then do it all the way. This religion is riddled with hypocrisy.
Well, you know, I question whether there's any religion that doesn't sort of cherry pick from here and there and whatever. But, I mean, I think your point is well taken. See, it was actually interesting. I'm trying to remember who I was having the discussion with over the weekend. And I suppose part of it was I've seen I've seen the movie Spotlight, which deals with the Boston Globe's uncovering of the pedophilia in the Catholic Church and in the Archdiocese. And what the argument is made is, in fact, I don't know that this is where it was coming from, but that the once you talk about, supposedly only 50% of all priests are celibate. It's half, folks. And therefore, that it creates an atmosphere of sexual secrecy, which I won't tell if you won't tell. And that is what allows things like pedophilia to occur, is that once you've created an atmosphere of shame and secrecy, then it becomes malignant. I don't know how you'd ask the Pope that, although this Pope seems a little bit more open to discussion than many, but still, I don't know about you, but I can have all these theories until you meet somebody face to face, and then I sort of become kind of polite. I know. It's easy to holler and scream. It's a little difficult to face somebody face to face and say, "Look, could you explain this to me?" All right, keep going. You guys are bringing up, as always, terrific points.
Barbara says, does the church still teach heaven and hell and purgatory and mortal and venial sins? These doctrines.
Venal.
Venal, thank you.
Yeah.
These doctrines scared me so much growing up. I was afraid if I did anything wrong and wasn't in the state of grace when I died, I'd go straight to hell. No wonder I was nervous. Well, no wonder I was a nervous wreck as a child.
Do you know what? I have never forgotten a friend of mine in high school who felt that she was a little wild, to be quite honest, and she sort of lived it literally in fear that she would be in a plane in a car crash on a Saturday night and not be able to confess her sins on Sunday and would go to hell. She really believed that, and I mean, she was, as you say, was a nervous wreck. I mean, you could say, well, I mean, that's kind of a little silly, and she didn't really need to misbehave on Saturday night. But that's an interesting thing to say, especially to a teenager. But she truly was terrified about exactly what you're talking about.
Arthur says, what has he done to deal with pedophiles in the church?
Well, apparently he's at least acknowledging. Didn't he do an apology or something? I think he did. Mm-hmm. He said, although I have some friends who feel that he had a chance 30 years ago that he knew about what was going on in Argentina and didn't do anything about it.
Nancy says, what is the most rewarding and what is the most frustrating part as being of being the Pope?
That's kind of interesting. I would guess, if I had to guess, that he'd say the most rewarding is, you know, getting to meet people and I mean, he had certainly a very triumphal time in the United States, and I would say the worst is probably dealing with the bureaucracy, but who knows? That's me being Pope for a day, I guess, isn't it?
Ellen says, I would like to know more about ways to pray. Praying is more than just about asking or reciting or repeating beautiful yet already formed prayers. All of that is good and useful and appropriate, but what do very spiritual people like Pope Francis actually do and say when they say they are praying? I think they may be meditating to receive guidance and are just talking with God. Yet, when we all say things like, you are in my prayers, or I will pray for you, what exactly are people doing, thinking, saying, praying to be heard and to connect with, and to connect with God? Have you seen people in churches, hospitals, chapels, etc., in deep states of prayer? It seems so consoling. I've always been curious about this. I personally pray every day, but I would love to know more about how other people pray. I would ask this of Pope Francis and ask this of every person everywhere if I could.
That's an interesting question. Are there different degrees of prayer? And, my guess is that the answer would be, as long as your heart is open, that that's all that requires. But it's an interesting question. Maybe some theological expert could call up and tell us, are there different degrees of prayer, or are there prayers that are heard more readily? I always felt like as long as the Pope were here, we had better access than we ordinarily did, so we should all be praying like crazy. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. 855-993-7569. I can tell you he's a psychologist, but I'm not sure that's very valuable. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you know what? I was just talking with Manning and saying, you know, I think that the issue about prayer is a really interesting one, but I'm not sure I should take it on because I'm a psychologist as opposed to a spiritual leader. And then I thought, well, you know what? Let's just think about it. Let's think about the question. And there are a number of reasons to involve yourself in prayer, right? One is to be grateful, to say thank you. One is to ask for something, which is, okay, and that's almost, sometimes that's a bargain, right? Sometimes it's a contract. If you do this, I'll do this. That's probably the least of the valuable sources of prayer, just because, just on some level, I mean, negotiating with somebody for what you want is not a sign of holiness. It's just a sign of, this is of, it's logical maybe, but it's not very spiritual, right? It's more profane, unless you're asking to be a better person. But then I think asking to be a better person is different than saying, I'm going to be a better person by doing this. So it occurred to me that the answer to how do I get in that stage, and we know that prayer can lower your blood pressure, lower your heart rate, increase your respirations, increase your sense of well-being. There have actually been some very provocative studies that show that group prayer actually can affect things. I know that the science behind it probably leaves a little bit to be desired, but it's so compelling that we kind of all like it. So it seemed to me that the answer partially to the question of how does my prayer become more prayerful is to make a sense of gratitude as opposed to a sense of imploring something, of asking for something. And see if, because I think it's that kind of prayer that is the stuff, and because we know outside of prayer that feeling grateful and talking about positive things, being optimistic, a sense of gratitude, a sense of blessing, does all those things that prayer does, right? It lowers your heart rate, lowers your blood pressure, increases your oxygen, your ability to metabolize things well. So the next time you're sort of worrying about, well, how come other people seem to get better at prayer than I am, think about saying thank you rather than could you do something for me? See if that works. It also, I think, works in our lives. It also works in our relationships. It also, I mean, think about it. By definition, asking is saying, I don't have enough, right? I need something more. Gratitude is saying, thanks for what I've got. Okay, so I just thought I would take on the question of prayer, even though we know I'm somewhat of a heathen from a psychological standpoint, and see if it doesn't help. Alrighty? So try being grateful as opposed to asking. All right, let's see what else we got. Hopefully lightning will not strike me in the next rainstorm, because I think it's supposed to rain here for the next week or something. This is risky behavior on my part, folks. I do this only because I love you. All right, here we go.
Matt just has the question, when will the church allow married priests?
You know, I think it's going to. I truly do. Because I think it'll change everything. It'll change that whole climate of sexual secrecy and shame. Although, as we know, marriage creates its own kinds of issues, but...
Lucille has kind of a follow-up question. She says, why can't priests marry or be women?
I can actually tell you the answer, not to the women so much, although most fundamentalist religions do not treat women very well, let's face it. But the answer, supposedly about, because the early priests did marry and did have children, and the idea being... This is what I had been taught, that when the church began to amass wealth, the idea was that you wanted the wealth to stay within the church. If you could marry and have children, that you would leave your lands and your wealth to your children. And that would dilute the wealth and power of the church. So if you couldn't have children, or at least you couldn't legally have children, you couldn't marry, then all of the things that you accumulated during your time on this earth would revert to the church. Hence, the church being one of the most powerful and wealthy institutions on the face of the earth. So that's supposedly probably around 6th century. actually can tell you that. See what happens when you look. You folks know I am fascinated by almost everything. I'm fascinated by how things work and why they work and where they came from. And so, you know, at one point, I knew a whole lot about a whole lot of religions, because that's part of what determines human behavior and value systems, and it's part of being not only a psychologist but a sociologist as well, and an anthropologist. All right, keep going.
Connie says, why does the church hate women?
Well, you have to, what they would say, what I think people would say, and again, speaking for the Catholic Church is a little presumptuous, a lot presumptuous, is that most fundamentalist religions do, and they go back to the story of Adam and Eve, that first of all, Eve was made secondarily, and second of all, she was the one who got everybody tossed out of the Garden of Eden. And that's why women are viewed as unclean when they're having their period. I mean, there's a whole kind of thing. And it's not only true of Catholicism. It's true of Orthodox Judaism. It's true, obviously, of Muslims. It's true of basically fundamentalist religions. The only time it's useful to be born a woman is probably in the United States.
Vicky says, do you have a favorite junk food?
That's what you're asking the Pope?
That's what she wants to ask the Pope.
I mean, if you were going to pick a junk food for the Pope, Pop-Tarts? Because you could call them Pope-Tarts? I don't know. I just made that up. I have no idea.
Linda says, do you get tired of kissing babies?
If so, I doubt that he would admit to it.
Donna. Donna,
use your time wisely, children. Right.
Donna says that she would ask. She says that I would ask for permission to look in the Vatican's archives.
Not a bad idea. Have you ever been to the Vatican? No, you haven't been to Europe.
No, so. I have not. No.
The Vatican is an extraordinary place. I mean, you talk about huge number of wealth and whatever. And my feeling at the Vatican. I also was in the catacombs, which scared the living daylights out of me. But was twofold. One, to just be impressed. It's kind of one of the coolest museums on the face of the earth. But also to understand that very poor people had tithed, had given away 10% or more with the idea. And I was trying, I guess that was the other discussion I was having over the weekend, that somebody said, why does religion have such a huge impact on poor people? And part of it was talking about what went on at Mecca on Friday as well, of why would people go there? And I think the answer is, if you don't have much on this earth, if you're poor and feel abused, and the idea being that if you are religious enough, you will have everything you don't have in this world, you will have in the next, that becomes pretty compelling. And if the way to do it is to support the church or support the religion, then you can see, I mean, whether it's terrorism or tithing, which are not the same thing, please don't misunderstand me, but you can see where that would come from, psychologically. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's been July with its Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, what we're talking about today is your private audience with the Pope. Okay, I know he's back in Rome. Did you know he was, as I said, that New York and D.C. apparently were just add-ons. His whole thing was the one family thing in Philadelphia. So there we go. All right, so the opportunity to talk with or ask the Pope and what you would say or do. I think your favorite food, Popesicles? Never mind. All right, keep going. That was rude, wasn't it?
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Thank you. If it was really cold, it could have been Pope Mobile. I told you, I saw it twice, so that was cool.
Casey says, do you think that people who've never heard of Jesus are going to hell?
Well, that's a pretty interesting question. I like that question. There you go.
Next one is from Chris, and she says, does he have doubts or feel overwhelmed about his position as a leader?
That's a good question. I wonder, he seems like the kind of guy who might actually admit to it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some popes that you know that they would just sort of look at you like, you know, that there was something wrong with you. But I do have the sense that he would probably answer that.
Maxwell says, I would ask him how he maintains his health during so much travel.
That's true. He does seem to be pretty vigorous. That's a lot of traveling. Good question.
We have one person that says, how would you reform common institutional patterns and incentives for members within the institution to cover up for individuals' misconduct in order to protect the church's overall reputation?
So read that again.
Question for the Pope. How would you reform common institutional patterns and incentives for members within the institution to cover up for individuals' misconduct in order to protect the church's overall reputation?
So what you're really asking, it seems to me, is how do you reform the church? Is that correct?
It seems like that's what they're
asking. Yeah, because it's not, I mean, I think what most of us think about when we talk about reforming the Catholic Church is the pedophilia. But there are other abuses as well that go on.
Carrie says, I would just thank him for doing what is right, even if it goes against the traditional Catholic beliefs, and for being a real person instead of just a figurehead.
He does seem to be sort of more in tune, for lack of a better term. And again, this is not in any way, or certainly not the intent, to do Catholic bashing. They said we talked about the Saudi family, and I don't know. We're probably going to get in trouble with everybody at this moment. So,
Amy says, I want to know what to tell someone who says they won't go to church because they are mad at God.
Mom, are you positive that there was any other places looking for vice presidents?
I hear that, and I have an awful lot of friends who are really, to a certain extent, in a huge crisis about their religion because, for one reason or another, either they don't believe in God or that they're really upset with the Catholic Church. And, you know, I think that would be, my guess is that what the Pope would say, if I had to guess, was that God is more than the church. I would assume that he would say that, or that the church is greater than any particular individual. Don't you think that's what he'd say? Who knows? I mean, that would seem to me a logical kind of thing whenever, somebody was talking with me about, well, gee, how could a priest give marital advice when, you know, when they're not married? And that to me has always seemed a bit spurious. That's not the reason to reform the Catholic Church, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's like, you know, when I go to my cardiologist, I don't say, do you have heart problems? You know, how do you know? I just want to know if he can take care of my problems. I don't care if he's operated on himself, presumably, because of course he doesn't. So a priest, and if I go to a marriage counselor, I don't really want to know about their marriage. I want them to focus on mine. So the idea that a priest has to be married to be able to give marriage advice, I think, is ridiculous. But having said that, I don't think it's a viable kind of thing. But I think there are other reasons for, as I said, for getting rid of the issue about celibacy in the church.
Marquita asks, I would like to know how in the world abstaining from marriage is a requirement when 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3 clearly names this as a mark of beliefs that have fallen away from the faith. Paying attention to misleading, inspired utterances and teachings of demons in every popular version of the word.
Well, there is that whole thing, isn't it? And we know that, well, first of all, we already know that there are different versions of the Bible written by, you know, we've got Mark and Matthew, we've got the Old Testament, and although this is obviously the Catholic Church would be exclusively New Testament. But that I mean, look, go ahead and ask the Pope these questions. I don't think I should necessarily be put on the spot by for answering them. I'm not the Pope. You figured that out, didn't you? All right, here we go.
Genevieve says, I would ask Papa Francisco for his blessing, and I pray for his safety in the United States, and may God grant him stamina in all his travels. Godspeed.
Well, that's a really nice kind of give back, isn't it? And he was safe. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was terrified that something was going to happen, and it didn't. There was a huge amount of, at least in this city, there was a huge amount of police presence there. I've never seen so many helicopters. But this is a city that handles mass events pretty well. But, I was really glad that the whole thing went off without a hitch. I'm sure everybody was. But he does have an extraordinary amount of stamina, it seems like.
Diane says, please take better care of senior nuns that have given their lives to the church.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? And priests in general. But, yeah, I think nuns... Who was the interview? There was an interview with Dolores Hart, who is now a nun. Do you know who that is? She was a movie star. She was before my time as well, but there was an interview. I'm trying to remember what I saw her being interviewed by. And she has the old-fashioned nun habit on, and she has like a green or a black beret. Like, I don't know what that was about, with little medals on it or something, like Che Guevara. And she is still beautiful. And I'm trying to remember what she was talking about. I watched like 15 documentaries over the weekend, so it was one of those, apparently. All right, keep going.
Kathy says, I would ask him to perform a miracle and wish for world peace, always.
Or at least, yeah. I mean, it's so depressing that in 3,500 years there have been, what would you decide, 230 years where there haven't been wars going on. And that's really depressing. I mean, it's not even, what, 1% of the time?
Yeah.
It's really depressing.
Andrea says, really, the Catholic Church has a ton of money, and yet you ask average middle-class people to give more to the poor and take in refugees, yet you don't lead by example. Why is that, Pope Francis?
Well, there is that whole thing about refugees, isn't it? The Vatican has not exactly opened their doors to say, come on and live in the Vatican. And my math was off. It's not 1%. It's what about? I'll figure out the exact percentage in a minute. It's 90 over. No, it's 70 over. I'll figure it out in a minute. Keep going.
Just one more here, from someone named Joy. Actually, it was actually Joy Marie.
Okay.
And she says, to cut the crap about global warming, there are more important things than global warming. Talk about all the abortions going on and them selling body parts. Speak about peace in the world.
Well, look, I mean, let me just for a moment, it's actually 6%, folks, sorry. 6% of the total of the last 35,000 years we've been without war, which means 94% we've been in wars. The thing about global warming for an awful lot of people is that it could be the end of the species. That, you know, if we run out of air and water and land, then it's, I mean, the we're talking about putting at risk the entire human race. So presumably, I'm not sure why you would feel that was crap, but obviously the Pope doesn't. Although I was a little surprised, because that is somewhat of a political issue, not completely, but I think there are more and more people who feel that it really is a compelling issue, that it's something we really need to be paying attention to. I mean, if nothing else, seeing plastic bags in the middle, just off the coast of Greenland, I mean, in the middle of the ocean, doesn't that scare the living daylights out of you? Here's living daylights out of me. All right, which is why we're talking about Propure instead of your plastic bottles and all the resources it takes to make them and get rid of them. Think about Propure. You can put your own fruit in. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you weren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're looking at how, if you had your chance to talk to the Pope, what would you do?
Just a couple more here. One from Ruben. Ruben says, what does the Bible say about homosexuality?
That's a good question, isn't it? All right. And you're going to, as several of our listeners have already, you can sort of pick and choose there.
And Kathy says, I would ask him to read the Bible again.
You'd ask the Pope to read the Bible again?
I think that's what she's saying, yeah.
I don't know if I have that much nerve, but good for you. All right. All righty, got it.
And then just one more here from Janet. Janet just says, I would say thank you. I wouldn't have anything to ask, but I would just say thank you.
Are we clear about thank you for what?
She did not specify.
Did not specify. All righty. Fair enough. All right, well, you guys, I mean, it's one of those things. I think that every religion in the world these days is really trying very hard to become, I think every religion has a major conflict between trying to remain relevant to people, because there's no such thing as a religion that has more people adhering to it now than they used to. And I know you're going to say ISIS, but that's a subgroup of a religion that is having trouble getting. I mean, religions are losing adherence. So on the one hand, to remain spiritual and true to whatever the tenets of the religion are, and on the other hand, trying to serve a population that has very different needs or some different needs than when the religion was initially organized. So, I mean, the question is, you know, how do you do that? And it's an interesting question, which we're sort of trying to, I think every religion is trying to sort out. So we'll have to see. 855-993-7569. All right, so what have I got? About another 3 minutes here? 2 or 3 minutes?
You got more than that. You've got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
About five and a half minutes.
Well, all right, fair enough, because there's an interesting story today, and I guess we're going to have to ask you guys to respond to it. We'll put it up on Facebook. The headline is, Virginia teacher put on leave for saying the N-word during class. All right, so here's the story. She's teaching in Virginia. It's called Heritage High School in Newport News, Virginia. She's been there for 40 years, and she's white. She was put on administrative leave, and they've now gotten a petition saying this isn't fair. And here's the story. As I said, she's white. The school is 90% black. She's a history teacher, and they were talking about, in her advanced placement U.S. history class, we're talking about the Washington Redskins. And they asked her what the big deal was. And the kids kept saying, it's no big deal, it's a football team. And she said, how would you feel if people had a team named after another group? And she said, the example that she used was, what would you think if someone started a team called the Newport News, and then she used the N-word? Except she didn't say N-word, she said the word. A student took offense, reported her to the principal. An assistant principal informed the teacher she was being placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation to determine if she should be disciplined or allowed back in the classroom. Supposedly, this happened September 18th. The school was reportedly still investigating as of last Friday. So at this moment, it's been like 10 days. They said, I cannot specifically address personnel matters I can share with you. Public school is dedicated to ensuring that our students are educated in a professional, safe, and nurturing environment. Blah, 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 blah. When a school administrator receives a complaint or concern from a student or family member about possible inappropriate employee behavior, an investigation is launched on all such concerns, and they're taken seriously. The person behind the petition, which got 1,300 signatures, is black. And she's, this is by her description, she graduated from Heritage 4 years ago. She never had her as a teacher, but she said she's worth standing up for. I'm not offended by anything she teaches or said because I feel like at the high school and just any of the high schools around here, she's probably the best teacher around here that I've known. All right, so let's ask the question, have you ever had a teacher that you thought said something inappropriate? And if so, what did they say, and what did you do about it? Because this one seems to me a situation, I suppose she could have said N-word, except N-word, obviously, she was trying to make a point, and N-word obviously doesn't have the same visceral compact. You can say, I have never actually said the N-word. I, you know, being Southern and growing up in that kind of situation, I'm, you know, there are several words. I mean, I am certainly known for having somewhat of a salty vocabulary, But there are several words I have never said and probably will never say. I just, for some reason, just can't quite do them. All right. And that's one of them. But I think there are teachers who have said vaguely inappropriate things. And should teachers, is the right of free speech, does this cover teaching? And I actually have a family member who taught who found a kid cheating. And said, you know, you have to take the exam again. And this person was from another country and went to the administration and said that this person that I know was a racist. And it singled her out. And it was clearly not the case. And people went to bat for this person. But it created a huge amount of fuss in the meantime. And it turns out that people really can make a huge fuss with somebody by saying, and this one's a little different in that she actually said it and didn't say that she didn't say it. I mean, she didn't deny it. And the question is not, I guess, among other things, is she a racist? And, that's presumably because she's not saying she didn't say the word. She's just saying that she was using it to make a point. So I don't know what happens about this one. And the whole issue about, you know, having to watch everything you say. And, you know, I remember I heard a talk by his name just went out of my head, who married Marlo Thomas, who had the talk show. I'll think of it in a minute. And he was talking about, he said that he thought that there was really a threat to America in people being politically correct. So it's an ongoing issue, and it's something that we sort of deal with in our business, in our industry, and you know, what's okay and what's not okay, and what are the ramifications? And because the question, this one is not, did she say the word, because she clearly did, but is she a racist, and what was her point in doing it?
Yeah. So it's all about the context in which you use.
I think you're right. I think it's context. So let's ask if any of your teachers ever said anything that you thought was inappropriate, and why, other than saying that they thought you were an idiot. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.